It's Friday night. What places are you heading to for post-work happy hour? Tell us. This podcast is making a best of the best list and needs recommendation for happy hour menus at restaurants in KC. Text us at 816-601-4777. That's 816-601-4777. Standard texting rates apply.
From KCUR, this is Up to Date with Steve Kraske. I'm senior producer Zach Wilson. Kansas City Gift is a local nonprofit working to address the racial wealth gap in our metro by helping Black entrepreneurs build and sustain their small businesses. In a bit, we'll hear from a business owner who has used Kansas City Gift's services, which include grant funding, marketing help, and free business resources. But first, we'll talk with the founder of the organization, Brandon Calloway.
We've brought you on the show a few times in the past to talk about KC Gift, but for those who aren't familiar, tell our listeners about your organization, its mission, and what you all do.
Yeah, ultimately, what we do is pretty simple. Our goal is closing Kansas City's racial wealth gap and doing our part to close Kansas City's racial wealth gap and reduce poverty-related crime on the east side of Kansas City.
So nothing like small goals to take on for an organization, right?
right.
Have you done it yet? Have you solved the problem?
Haven't solved the problem yet.
Yeah.
We haven't solved the problem yet. But we've made strides. We've made some dents. And so our approach to doing that is two different things. We give grants to Black-owned businesses on the east side of Kansas City specifically to help them grow, scale, and create jobs. We know east side is highest concentration of Black poverty. It is intentionally created to be that way. So that intentional investment helps to grow and create an economic system for the entire community. And so our grant program does that. And then we have a business center that provides free services to any entrepreneur in general. So we're talking one-on-one business coaching, one-on-one accounting, one-on-one marketing, legal services, free web development, free headshots, and things like that.
We're going to talk more about that business center in just a little bit. 2020 was when you originally got this nonprofit going. Again, it's called KC Gift. How has it changed over that time, Brandon?
Yeah, it's, we started because me and my co-founders really understood the challenge of the economic desert of the east side of Kansas City. We have seen a lot more organizations, a lot more people interested in the economic development of the east side in the past 4 years. When we built our grant program, that was based off of community feedback that we got from grant recipients, from Black business owners in the area that we were trying to target. And so as we've grown, we have consistently listened to those who we are trying to serve, those we are trying to impact. And that is actually how our new programs have been developed. Mm-hmm. And so it's grown in a way for us to continue to be helpful in the ways that the actual community need us to be, rather than making assumptions for what needs to happen.
When you first began coming on, your organization had a goal of getting several thousand people, I think, to contribute $10 a month to KC Gift. Where does that stand?
Yeah. So our overall, model, if 15,000 people donate $10 a month, all of the things that we could do. And we've done a lot in these past 4 years, and we're not at that 15,000 person number yet. We're actually sitting around the 3,000 person number. Mm-hmm. So we're somewhat far from that 15,000 person number. But that means we've had over 3,000 individuals in Kansas City. A lot of them that said that they heard about us on this show, that have valued the idea of collective community action to do our part in trying to, solve the racial wealth, close the racial wealth gap, reduce a little bit of poverty-related crime.
Well, let's see if we can't move that number this morning from 3,000 to 4,000. If people want to do it, how do they do it, Brandon?
Yeah, you can go to kansascitygift.org and sign up to donate right there. You can text GIFTKC to 44321 and sign up to become a $10 monthly donor. We have, in the past 4 years, we've given out $1.7 million to 70 different Black-owned businesses on the east side, and we've seen them create around 120 new jobs. And those jobs, we now know, pay an average of $34,000 a year. And so that, the you know, 1.7 million, those 100 plus jobs, is all because of people signing up to donate their $10 a month.
Now, this business center that you've mentioned that Casey Gift opened over on Prospect has been open for a while now. What are some of the ways that center can help Black entrepreneurs?
Yeah. So our grant program, as I just said, we've given out 70 grants in our past 4 years. But we get, you know, thousands of businesses that come to us each year to try to get some type of help from us. And so when we built the program, you know, not only do we give out grants, but every time we give a grant to somebody, we give them a year's worth of business coaching, accounting, marketing, and legal. And so the business center, the idea of that was to take those technical assistance services that we already give to our grant recipients, put it all under one roof, and invite everybody in and to put it on Prospect. So it's on 50th and Prospect, in the heart of the urban core. And that has been able to help us serve another 1,000 businesses a year. So we execute around 2,200 appointments a year.
Wow.
At that business center. And that looks like, you know, literally coming in, meeting with a business coach for free to develop a business idea, as well as we help them walk through the registration of that business. Lead Bank is a huge partner of ours. So they have an office in there. They treat it like a remote branch so people can actually open a business bank account on site.
Wow.
And then Hush Blackwell is another partner of ours. So they have attorneys there, that people can sit down and get, you know, free consults with those attorneys, as well as a volunteer that does web development. So you can come into the business center. Steve, if you got a business idea, you can come into the business center, sit down, meet with a business coach, and walk through that entire process without leaving completely for free. And you'll walk out with a business plan, it registered, a bank account, a website, and all of that.
That's terrific. What is the existence of that center done, Brandon, when it comes to stimulating and encouraging more people to take a shot at becoming an entrepreneur?
Yeah, it has created a real accessible entry point. You know, because again, we meet people where they are. We're right there on 50th and Prospect. And because of the heavy one-on-one nature of our services, we're really able to, you know, talk to those businesses and help them work through the development of that idea, all the way from the ideation phase to launch to growth and scale. And so, you know, our business center has allowed us to serve another 1,000 businesses a year.
Right.
We have been able to, you know, through our partnership with Lead Bank, as well as partnership with a few other financial institutions, we've been able to help businesses at the business center directly get approved for loans without even getting grants from us first. We've seen businesses grow and create an additional 20 to 30 jobs from the resources provided at the business center. So it's really a complement to our grant program. It's helping us get to that end goal of how do we help these businesses grow, create jobs, and be a resource for the community. Our grant program does that, but our business center is helping us do that as well.
We'll be right back with more from Steve's conversation with Brandon Calloway in just a minute.
You listen to this podcast every day because it's your KC local reliable news source. You take us seriously. But you know, we like to get down and we want you to party with us. Join us at our annual benefit Radioactive on June 14th. NPR's All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro is the featured guest at this party, and it's gonna be bumping. You gotta be there. Sponsorship packages and ticket information are available at kcur.org/radioactive.
How often do people come in with an idea that you or most people would think of as reasonably pretty sound? I mean, do most people come in, you think, okay, there's something to that? Or do you get a lot of ideas that are a little bit off the wall? Or both?
It's a little bit of both. I'd say probably 60% of the ideas that come in are executable.
That's pretty
right.
Good.
And then there's another 40 that, you know,
You're thinking,
we sit down and we're trying to figure out, okay, how did you get to this idea? And that's kind of the thing. Like, we are a real business center. We're providing real business coaching. And so if you come in with an idea that just can't get to market, that doesn't really have leg, we're a nonprofit, but we're not a charity, right? Yeah, we are doing this so we can actually have impact on the community. And sometimes that means having hard conversations about what it really means to be an entrepreneur, what it really means to start your own business, and the viability of some of these business ideas.
So there's a real culling process that goes on here where you're in the process of coming in and trying to figure out next steps. It really does sort of wind up eliminating bad ideas, because it's hard work getting one of these things off the ground, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and, there are very few ideas we will tell people just don't do, right? Like, when we started Gift, people told us don't do it. Because of the absurdity of, we're just going to ask everybody to donate $10 a month.
Yeah.
And so we understanding that entrepreneur has an idea, has a vision that they can see. We give real life perspective from people that have been there, done that, lay out really logical challenges that they will come up against. Try to help them navigate it, but try to help them see the viability or lack thereof.
Well, that's Brandon Callaway. He's the founder of KC Gift. Brandon, hang on just for a few moments, because I want to bring in another guest here, Trish Mitchell. She's benefited from the Gift Business Center that we've been talking about here. Trish, welcome to the show. Good to have you on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Trish.
First, I wanted to touch on all the different business and nonprofits that you're involved with, Trish, because it's really impressive. You have an eyewear line and a fragrance line and a couple of nonprofits and a production company. Tell us a little bit about all you're juggling here.
Yeah, most definitely. So my eyewear line is called Ish Eyewear. I provide quality, affordable frames for the entire family, including optic frames that you can take to your eye doctor and have your prescriptions added to those. I also have a fragrance line. It's called Riri by Trish. It's a fragrance line that I launched in 2022, and it's been going very well. I have 4 fragrances in the line currently. I also run 2 nonprofits. One of those is a foundation I started after the loss of my mother in January 2023. It's called Purple Gift Foundation. It's a foundation that I started in honor of her that allows us to go out into the community, community centers, schools, hospitals, any place that services the well-being of children, and we provide them with purple gifts in an effort to continue to spread love and kindness through my mother's memory. And I am the editor-in-chief of All Black Everything magazine. It's a quarterly digital and print publication that I started that allows Black-owned businesses, talents, and creatives a space to advertise for free. We also provide information on finance and healthcare and those disparities in healthcare. And yes, I do have my own production company called Bees Knees Productions, where I write, direct, and produce live theater. My productions have opened on the City Stage, Quality Hill Playhouse, and most recently just off Broadway Theater.
Trish, when do you sleep?
Very rarely.
I was just going to say, how did you first find out about KC Gift and how important was it to you?
Well, I started with KC Gift about 2.5 years ago when they were doing their pop-ups. And this is prior to them opening a location on Prospect Avenue. And I just attended their pop-ups and I got into conversation with Karis Harrington, and she told me about the organization and the direction they were moving in. And I knew it was something that I wanted to be a part of. And so since that time, I've kind of latched on to KC Gift and held on because the work they're doing in the community is astronomical.
So what was it like for you, Trish, when you first walked into the KC Gift Business Center over there on Prospect?
When I first walked in, I noticed how welcoming it was. It was very encouraging. A lot of the letters on the wall and a lot of the images they portray are simply images that represent the Black community. And that's what I'm a part of. So was welcoming. Not only that, I've shared with so many people that we talk about Casey Gift as an organization, a nonprofit, but for me, they're more like family. So I refer to Casey Gift as my Casey Gift family because they've been instrumental in so many ways when it comes to my business and being an entrepreneur.
I was going to say, and now one of your businesses actually has a relationship with Walmart now, right?
Yes, that is correct. And that's as a direct result of the business center. Jackie Daniels is amazing. She takes photographs of products and images so that you can use those to elevate your business. And some of the photographs she made for me, I posted those on a portal where big box businesses go to look for entrepreneurs and products and services that they can add to their retail stores. And Walmart contacted me, and I now have that relationship with Walmart. I have four of my fragrances on their website, and most recently with my two new scents, Sephora. I have a pending contract with Sephora, for which I was recently accepted to their Accelerant program for 2025.
Wow. Trish, this is really amazing. I mean, congratulations, first off.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so since being involved with the business center, you received a grant from Gift as well. Tell us about that and what kind of impact that had on you.
Wow, that grant was absolutely a game changer for my business, Ish Eyewear. I originally applied for a grant and didn't receive the grant, so I did go through some additional coaching through Kansas City Gift, and I was a part of the pitch process that they had last year. I did not receive a grant through the pitch process, but I continued moving forward and applied for the grant in April of last year, and I received the April grant in 2023. Wow. That grant allowed me to do multiple things with Ish Eyewear. One, it allowed me to expand and offer those optic frames. Two, it allowed me to bring my my branding in-house, where before I was paying roughly $400 to $500 a month for branding. Now I'm doing that myself. And then three, it afforded me the opportunity to increase my inventory, which allowed me to be in Plaza Retail and also fill orders through retail and also direct to consumer.
Wow. Maybe a final point. Why is it it's so important in your view, Trish, to have organizations like KC Gift in the community?
One of the most important things for me, shared this before. Last year, my niece was killed in a mass shooting. Mm-hmm. Brandon talked a little bit about violent crimes and poverty-driven crimes. And I always say nothing stops a bullet like a job. And so with the job creation that Brandon mentioned, while it was in the hundreds, that's hundreds of lives that could have potentially been saved from violent crime. And so that's one of the biggest things that I attribute to Kansas City Gift is that job creation in the urban core and lowering those numbers of violent offenses in our community.
Well, that's Trish Mitchell, entrepreneur extraordinaire. Trish, thanks so much for taking time with us today. I sure appreciate it. And best of luck
Absolutely.
To you, okay? Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And where do you buy stock in Trish Mitchell, Brandon? I mean, holy, I can totally see why you're investing in her.
Yeah, Trish is amazing. And we are lucky enough, we're not responsible for anybody's success.
Yeah.
Right. We are lucky enough to come across amazing entrepreneurs like Trish and provide a little bit of extra support and help them get from, you know, help them realize their own full potential.
Yeah.
Right. So Trish, you know, like, as she said, she got that grant from us. She also utilized the studio to get those product photos done, which helped her get into Walmart. And then she's utilized a lot of different business coaching.
No, she mentioned this grant she received. Again, how much money in grants has KC Gift given out?
$1,732,000.
Wow. And you said that a $10,000 grant can create a job that pays a whole lot more than that. Explain what you mean.
Yeah. And so every year we look at, you know, how much money we've given out, how many people we've given that to, and how many jobs have been created. And so in year one, two, and three, when we looked at our aggregate of how much we had given out, it tracked year over year. So last year, when we ended year three, we had given $1.2 million to around 63 different businesses, and they had created around 108 new jobs. And so our data stayed pretty consistent that year over year, give or take a few $1,000s for every 10,000 that we give, we're able to see a business create one job. Mm-hmm. And that one job pays an average of $34,000 a year, so $16.06. And so, you know, that's the whole if 15,000 people donate $10 a month thing, right? Like the more we raise, the more we can do. And as we grow and scale our program, keeping all things equal, keeping the money that we give as well as the technical assistance that we provide to those grant recipients, then we know we can have a really big impact on job creation at scale.
Right.
And again, our you know, two big goals, decrease in racial wealth gap as well as decrease in poverty related crime.
Yeah.
You know, when people don't have, they go get. And so being able to help these businesses grow so that they can create jobs, we know that we can create a better east side of Kansas City. And that's good for everybody, no matter where you live.
Brandon, if people want to contribute to GIFT, this $10 a month, tell them again how they can do that.
Yeah, you can go to kansascitygift.org and make a donation, or you can text GIFTKC to 44321, and you'll get a link right to your phone where you can make a donation.
That was Steve's conversation with Brandon Calloway from Kansas City Gift. Up to Date is a production of KCUR, and this podcast was produced by me, Zach Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Heal the environment? In Kansas, we're working on it. Up From Dust is a podcast about how humans reshaped the world to fit urban landscapes and agricultural needs. We'll meet the people who are rolling up their sleeves to find more sustainable ways forward. Listen to Up From Dust from KCUR, part of the NPR network.